Can you imagine your child coming to you one day and saying, "Mom, may I have more responsibility? I want to do more for you." How would you respond after he or she helped you up off the floor? Imagine how God feels when you, his child, come to him expressing your desire to be given more so that you might use it to influence others for him. Because your request brings God joy, you can be certain that he will answer you when you ask in faith for more territory. But what will his answers look like, particularly for us women? Let's consider three ways God may choose to answer our cry for more. 1, God will expand your territory right where you stand. When Jesus told the disciples to be witnesses for him, he told them to start right at home, Jerusalem, in their own backyard. As wives, mothers, daughters, widows, or single women, the most important territory we are given is our loved ones and our closest friends. God doesn't ask us to neglect our home turf, to go looking for greener pastures someplace else. Instead, he helps us discover the amazing potential we have to impact the world right from our own living room. Perhaps you are like Dottie, who is single and living in an apartment. Her territory is expanding through a particular talent and hobby. Dottie loves to quilt, and she has several teenage girls from her church over to her apartment for breakfast every Saturday morning. "We eat, laugh, talk, and pray together," she says, "and then I teach them how to quilt." What a great way to do what she enjoys as she disciples these young girls for the Lord. Maybe like Martha, you have grandchildren who live in another state or are already grown. Once a month, Martha invites the children of a single mom to her home to bake cookies. The mom enjoys the free time, and the kids have fun. They even get to take their yummy creations home for dessert. Part of God's plan for expanding your territory could include your raising children who will someday accomplish great things for God's kingdom. Like Billy Graham's mother, you may raise a son who is destined to touch the lives of millions. God may also expand your territory through your husband. Your support and encouragement can make a tremendous difference in his ability to accomplish what God has called him to do. The wife described in Proverbs 31 exemplifies this principle. She was a woman of great influence and used her talents to serve people near and far, yet her husband and her family remained her first priority. We're told in verses 12 and 27, she does her husband good. She looks well to the ways of her household. We also learn that she speaks kindly to her children, rises early to care for them, and makes sure all her family's needs for food and clothing are met.